baby.
So I pressed this and it's recording now. Did I do it?
Red dot and it records.
But like, there's been so many times when you haven't been recording.
I know. I don't know why. I always press the dot.
Do you though?
I do.
But okay, so it says like 19 seconds. So like, I'm doing it correctly, right? Just worried because you mess it up so much.
Go suck a piece of chicken.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. There was a chick that was like four people down from us that got a big piece of chicken, and she just ate the whole fucking thing herself.
She didn't share it?
She didn't share it. She just, like, that was not, he kept on saying that the whole time. He kept on being like, split it up, share it.
Like, people behind us shared it with like six people.
She just sat there and ate.
I could smell it. I was like, oh, it smells so good.
She just sat there. Her piece was huge, and she just sat there and ate the whole fucking thing herself. All right, you guys. So, we saw the Try Guys.
Try Guys game time.
Try Guys game time. It was so fun. It was a really fun show. They did a bunch of like wild, weird shit like you would expect them to. I wasn't totally certain what to expect, and then it was delightful. Minus a couple of things. So, one is that bitch, I don't even eat chicken. I'm just mad for everyone else because we were on the main floor. And like, not even all the way to the back of the main floor. There were people behind us.
Yeah.
And Keith did this whole thing about like wanting to eat pizza with Tim Meadows, and Tim Meadows wouldn't eat pizza with him. And
now all of his fans want to eat chicken and pizza with him.
Right, because he does all these fried chicken things. So he brought out this huge tray of fried chicken and just threw it into the crowd and
literally just started chucking chicken throughout the theater.
Which was
the theater.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
And so we were far enough back that not a lot of chicken got to us. And this chick, a few chicks down, like people down from us, got a huge piece and didn't share it. Like a jerk.
Well, and he was telling everyone, share your chicken, because we were just going to do this eating experiment together.
You know? Yeah, he wanted to eat chicken with as many people as possible. And she made it less possible. What a jerk. Total jerk.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, so each of the guys had their own kind of themed area of awesomeness.
Of internet legendary.
Yeah, internet legendary.
That's not a word. I made it up. But the themes were food, love, fun, and gay.
Everyone was gay.
I love that they did the actual little part of the music video of Let's Have a Kiki. Yes. Like, they actually did the little dance part. All right, so we were on the floor, and the floor seats were folding chairs.
I did not know. I had no clue. This event was at the Fillmore Theater. I guess it's just called the Fillmore.
Yeah, they call it the Fillmore Detroit when they're talking about it usually.
But
Fillmore.
It's a theater, right? So there's a stage. It's very ornate and decorative and decorated. And I've been there once before, and I had balcony seats, and there are nice cushy balcony seats like a theater. So I assumed that the floor had theater seats.
They had lawn chairs.
They had lawn chair seats. Fucking plastic lawn chair seats you rent when you have a goddamn outdoor backyard wedding.
They normally rent nicer ones than that for the weddings.
Those are the nice wooden ones. These are like the nice plastic ones.
These are the graduation party chairs.
Yes.
That's what these are.
So pissed.
There were.
Because like I looked right at it and was like, God damn it, my ass is not going to fit in that. And we're going to be sitting on top of each other because the chairs are right next to each other.
There was no at all space.
No elbow room. No, like, you know, you could shove yourself into a theater seat and not sit on the person next to you too much. But in lawn chairs, you are literally sitting on top of the next person if your ass is too fat.
There were, including me and Shannon, I'm including us in this, five big fat ladies
in a row.
Just, we were all just fat on top of each other.
The chick next to me was a good 350.
At least.
350.
We're not shaming.
But I'm not shaming because of this. If I had known there were lawn seats, I would have bought Maggie and I 3 seats. And this woman next to me was at least 1.5 of me.
Yeah.
And I'm a good 250.
Right.
She literally sat on me the entire time, which made me sit more on top of Maggie.
And then
made Maggie sit on top of the girl next to her.
Who was not fat and was furious.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, that
affected our experience a little.
I got so hot because of all the fatness surrounding me.
I could smell myself.
I got nauseous and almost, during Zach's stuff, I literally almost got up and like walked to the back and found another seat because I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
So, which is why I leaned over to you at one point. I was like, do you want to see if there's any balcony seats open?
You should have said, let's go see if there's balcony seats open. Because if you had said it in a way that I knew that that's what you wanted, I thought you were trying to accommodate for the fact that I kept leaning forward. I kept leaning forward because A, my hips were hurting, and B, the bitch next to me was so mad.
Yeah.
So I thought you were just trying to be nice to me, and I was like, I'm not going to... But if you were like, let's go see if we can find other seats.
Yeah.
I want to go see if we can find other seats. I would have been like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will use that terminology next time.
Because I wasn't particularly happy or comfortable. I just was like, I will tolerate this.
Right. Because, I mean, the seats were not expensive. Which is why I got us nice front, pretty close floor seats. And...
Yeah, we were only in what, like the 10th or 12th row? 15th
yeah.
row?
Yeah.
In a half mile. Merge onto I-96 West.
That is going to be amazing.
Jesus.
I should have turned that off.
Jesus,
sorry.
Jesus, Jesus. So you guys get to hear.
Well, they can already hear that we're driving because my car is loud as fuck.
But they get to hear the GPS telling us where to go. So
they did like an over the top concert entrance, which was hilarious. And then they did like a history of the internet, which one of my sword friends actually helped build the internet.
Ooh.
Like legit.
Interesting.
He works at U of M. So.
My throat actually hurts from screaming so much tonight.
Aww.
I don't normally like.
Cute.
I screamed a lot for Eugene.
Yeah.
I really screamed a lot. Not normally my thing.
Yeah. So each of the guys had a set then. So this was opening, and then each of the guys had a set, a themed set, and then they did like.
So we told you about Keith's.
Numbers.
That was the chicken.
Yeah.
And then.
Ned did a daddy dance off.
Yeah, because he's a dad now, so yeah. That was cute. And then Zach did a little skit.
Yeah. The Try Guys fan fiction.
Yeah.
Where they fans write homoerotic fan fiction about them all together.
Right. And then Eugene did a montage lip sync for your life that was so good. I would watch that whole thing. There was wig reveals. There were costume reveals. There were iconic moments from movies and television shows and also songs. And it was...
Singers. All about the gay.
All about the gay. Just like gay icons. Gay... It was amazing and I loved
supporters.
It. Gay supporters. You know, like they had Judy Garland on there because being a friend of Dorothy means that you're gay. Right? And they had the Golden Girls on there because gay boys love Golden Girls. It's a truth. Golden Girls is fucking fantastic. That's why.
They did the wear a condom skit. It was hilarious.
It was very funny. And everybody screamed the hardest for Eugene, and I was like, oh, so Eugene is everyone's favorite.
Well, he also just had a big coming out last week, so.
Yeah, they had, when on the screen, it was the, like, end part of his coming out video. The crowd went crazy.
Yeah. Oh, we also got to see his boyfriend.
Yeah, they had his boyfriend on the thing, on the little montage.
Yeah, on the little montage.
I loved it.
Loved it.
So.
Never seen a Eugene boyfriend.
I know, that was really cute.
And Zach hid his girlfriend for like 3 years too.
That was bullshit. I'm still mad about that. I think it's bullshit that he, like, they share so much of their lives with us and that he was deliberately hiding it.
Yeah.
Pretending to be single.
Giving Maggie hopes. Giving Maggie hopes and dreams.
I had hopes.
That she could one day bed this little baby otter. Which she just loves to death.
He's so skinny and tiny and nerdy and hairy. He's perfect.
He's the perfect Jewish baby otter for her.
And it could have been mine.
Like genetically too. He's genetically Jewish.
But yeah, overall, I really enjoyed it. I just wish that I hadn't been so uncomfortable during it.
Yeah. Their fuck, marry, kill was hilarious.
The fuck, marry, kill was so funny.
Deep black man voice.
So they played fuck, marry, kill with somebody from the audience. So he asked, Ned was running it, and they were like, fuck, marry, kill the other three, but they had their voices modified. With like, you know, microphones that were doing.
Yeah, one was like a high robot. And the other one was auto-tuned. Like a troll singing the entire time. And then Eugene had like this deep, dark, manly voice.
So she says her favorite is Eugene, and then they all answered their answers as if they were Korean. All of it, and the crowd could see who was who. So we're all just dying laughing.
Yeah, they're all Korean-based answers. It was funny.
Right, it was. It was very funny. We would fly to Korea. It was good.
We would have Korean sex.
I love Eugene.
Yeah.
He's so... You know, I said this to my brother. Maybe I said this on the podcast recently. I haven't been listening to our podcast, so then I don't remember what we say. But, like, every time I think an Asian dude is, like, crazy hot, turns out he's Korean.
Oh, you like the Koreans?
I do.
Maybe you should go. Do they do mail order grooms from Korea?
I don't know. Maybe I could get one. Ugh.
We can get you a Korean exchange student, no problem.
Gross. What the fuck is wrong with you?
We can make sure he's 18. Anyway, well, so that's just a concert three of the summer.
Yeah.
Woo! We'll keep doing them.
This was more like a show.
Yes. But yeah, it was like a theatrical show.
But there was singing.
Still, I paid tickets.
Yeah.
I paid money. We sat in seats.
We sat in stupid fucking seats.
My next concert's in a week and a half. I go to Dave Matthews Band.
I didn't agree to go to that one. I was like, I've seen them.
Yeah, you and Margaret were both like, I saw him in the 90s.
I did do that to her.
No interest. And I'm just like, bitches, I didn't go yet.
I did do that. I
only want to go for 90s nostalgia.
I'm not blaming you for that. I had a Dave Matthews Band shirt that I wore all the time that I got at my concert.
Yeah, and I'm going to eat a 10 milligram gummy bear, I hope. And...
So, you guys, real quick. Let's tell this story. So, the girls I order gummy bears from only have been selling super jumbo gummies lately. And Shannon just gets normally the regular gummies. And I am on their Instagram. You have to, like, follow.
Yeah, I have to follow them. Like, they have a newsletter. So if you subscribe, like, they email everyone and tell you when their bakery is restocked with confections.
Right. So I, on their Instagram... You know, like, their Instagram is private. So, on their Instagram, they have their phone number. And I texted today, and I was like, hey, it's your regular customer, Maggie, from Michigan. Because they know me. I tweet at them a lot, and they'll be like, we love you, Maggie. Uh-huh. So they know me. And I was like, my bestie ordered super jumbo gummies and wanted to know the dosage. Now, regular gummies, fives.
Yeah. 5. So I five. Usually have one to chill me out, like if I'm on my period and angry at my family. And it literally just kind of takes the edge off. Doesn't impair me at all. It just like calms me down. And I've done 2 before at a party, like at a barbecue with some beer. And that made me feel real good.
Yeah.
So 10 milligrams has been the most I've consumed.
These bears are 100 milligrams apiece.
I'm going to die if I eat an entire one.
Oh, no. Don't eat an entire one.
I'm just saying. I'm not. Even if I ate a head, I would probably die.
Yeah, a head is an appropriate amount for me if I want to get fucked up. Like, a 30 milligram dose is where I feel, where I'm like, oh yeah, I feel real good.
So I have to do, I had already planned to do this, to do surgery on the bears and dice them up for smaller consumption. And I had already been figuring, well, I'll do like in half and then like maybe quarters, you know, four, make 8 out of the body. Did you tell them? Oh, we told them how many milligrams.
100. Shannon normally takes 1/20th of what that bear is.
I don't think I can even cut the bear into 20 pieces. I'd have to cut them in half laterally and vertically.
Yeah.
And then dice them.
Yeah, but since he's three-dimensional, the lateral cut would be uneven. Like, it would be...
I'd go through the middle of his body.
Right.
And then down the center of his body, and then dice him to do 5 milligram pieces.
It would be difficult.
And it'd be difficult because he has a face, and his face is bigger than his body.
Maybe I should find my gummies, and I should trade you.
No, I'm good. We're just going to roll with it.
Shannon's going to accidentally dose herself way too much one of these times.
Dice him up and have one at Dave Matthews and really enjoy the concert.
Good. I think that's a great idea.
I just want to get high and sit on the hill and listen to Dave. Yeah, I got hill seats. I don't have grown-up seats.
That's fine.
So.
At least you know that that's not fucking lawn chairs crammed together.
This is true. We will have lawn chairs, but... within a roomier area.
Right. I saw Dave at the Palace.
Oh, nice. Real chairs.
Real chairs.
Yeah. Fun. Yep. So, anyway, 3 on the concert series stop for the summer.
Whoop, whoop.
Which I've added more concerts since the last time we went through the roster.
So. You're insane.
I know.
She's got a problem.
I got a problem. My payment went up from, like, $37 a month to $137
Shit,
a month.
Shit, Shannon.
Oops. Escalated quickly.
Oopsie doodles.
I blame it on concerts and an expensive Airbnb.
Yeah. Yeah, as you should. All right. Are you ready to wrap it up?
I think we're wrapping it up.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening, as per always. And you can interact with us. We love it when people tweet us about our episodes. And you can find me on the Twitter machine. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie. And Shannon's yawning. She's Shannon at Shannon's Party.
I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been a concert series episode of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.